Once upon a time, hundreds of years ago, there was a king called Orpheus and his queen Eurydice. They loved each other very much. King Orpheus loved playing the harp, and he played it beautifully. Queen Eurydice loved nature and used to go out into the country every day. One day in spring, she went walking in the fields. After a while, she felt tired. She sat down under an apple tree and soon fell asleep. While she was sleeping, the king of the fairies came past and saw her. The king thought she was beautiful and decided to take her away with him. He took her on his horse to his palace in a beautiful green valley. When King Orpheus heard that his wife had gone, he was very sad. He had loved Eurydice so much. He didn't want to live in the place which reminded him of his queen. He left it and went to look for Eurydice. Orpheus went to live in the woods. He took only his harp with him. For months and months he searched for Eurydice. His only pleasure was his harp. When he played it, all the birds and animals in the forest would come and listen to the music. One day, when he was in the woods, he saw a group of people. It was the king of the fairies. He followed them until he came to the palace of the king of the fairies. Orpheus knocked on the door. He said he was a musician, and he had come to play for the king of the fairies. He went into the palace and saw lots of people. Among them was his wife, Eurydice. He tried to speak to her, but she couldn't speak to him, and she couldn't go away with him. She needed permission from the king of the fairies. Orpheus started playing his harp. Everybody in the palace listened. "Your music is so beautiful that I will give you anything you wish," said the fairy king to Orpheus. "Thank you, my lord. I will take my wife Eurydice away with me." The fairy king gave him permission to leave the fairy palace. Then Orpheus took Eurydice back to his kingdom, and they both lived happily ever after.